Zirid watched T7 move away. He hit the control panel to close the rear door, and it began to rise. He waited until the latches sealed. Still thinking of Aaron, he put his hand on the cold metal of the door. The dragonfly lurched as it rose on its thrusters. He needed to get to the cockpit. He could not have the autopilot flying the ship when the Imperials started shooting. He hurried through the converted cargo bay made into a labyrinth by the many storage crates that dotted it. Rounding a corner, he nearly bumped into another man. It took a moment for recognition to dawn. The small frame, the neatly parted dark hair, the deep sockets with their dead eyes, the thin mouth. It was the man from Carson's Park. It was the man who had betrayed Zirid and Aaron to the Sith. It was the man who knew about Era and Nat.
"You,"
Brath Zizor said.
"Me,"
Zirid affirmed. Aaron watched the dragonfly lift off, missing Zirid already. She tried to summon the rage that had brought her to Coruscant to face Malgus, but she no longer felt the same heat. She reached into her pocket, found the bead from the Nautilin bracelet, held it between forefinger and thumb. She would face Malgus. She had to. But she would face him as her master would have wished, with calmness in her heart. She stood over Alina's body and waited. Malgus's presence pressed against her as he drew nearer. His anger went before him like a storm. Malgus rushed through the large double doors and into the landing bay. Vrath Zizor's ship, Razor, rose on its thrusters toward the open roof doors. Two Imperial shuttles sat idle on the landing pad.
"Alina!"
he shouted, hating himself for his vulnerability, but unable to contain the shout. He reached out with the Force as Razor continued its rise, tried to take it in his mental grasp. Its ascent slowed. He held forth both of his arms, made claws of his hands, and shouted with frustration as he sought to hold back the power of the ship's thrusters. He felt a tightness in his mind, the string of his power being drawn taut, stretching, stretching. He would not release the ship. Its thrusters began to whine. He held it, teeth gritted, sweat soaking his body, his breath a dry rattle through his respirator. And then, the string snapped, and the ship flew free, lifting clear of the roof doors. He roared his rage as the ship's engines fired and it headed for the heavens. Seething, he activated his wrist chrono.
"Jord, the Spice Runner's dropship has just left Liston spaceport. Alina may be aboard. Secure it with a tractor beam and detain everyone aboard."
The hum of an activating lightsaber cut off his words. Another followed it. He looked across the landing pad and saw Aaron Lanier, a lightsaber in each hand, standing over the body of Alina.